from your wonderful association here in this yatra. We have many nice memories of our visit last year and the year before. And we also thank you for keeping in touch with us through your Sankirtan scores. A few months ago, when we were confined to bed for a couple of months, we keep in contact with Dayalu Prabhu, and so that we could be enlivened in the preaching, we asked Dayalu Prabhu to please send us the scores for the marathon. Is this supposed to be translated? Okay. I can. It's all right. I can translate if you want. Can you translate?
I can try.
Okay. My first time. Your first time. Krishna. When we were sick a few months ago, we asked Dayala Prabhu to send us regularly the scores, the book distribution scores from here. Actually, this is the real medicine for someone who's diseased, because as soon as we hear about the Sankirtan, how the books are going out, the devotees are having chanting parties, and there's prasadam distribution, we become enlivened. So that was about 6 months ago. And after we got better, we kept noticing that every time we download each week our email, there would always be the Zagreb scores and the scores for the Croatian
country.
So this way we've kept in touch with all of you by seeing your preaching activities. So we're very happy to come back to Zagreb. Actually, we're not so happy to come back to Zagreb, because Zagreb is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. And not in a very nice way. Did you know that? Zagreb is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Abrama Bhuvana Loka Punar Avitu Arjuna Mamupeti De Kuntiya Punar Janmana Vidyate. That from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places wherein repeated birth and death take
place. Planete u materialnom univerzu sve su mjesta patnje.
So although Zagreb is not specifically mentioned, Krishna does refer to this particular part of the universe.
Dakle, iako Zagreb nije specifično spomenut.
So we don't come to Croatia like tourists come to try to enjoy here.
Dakle, mi ne dolazimo kao turisti koji pokušavaju ovdje uživati.
But rather by coming to the Zagreb temple in association of devotees, in fact we are actually coming to Vaikuntha.
Dakle, dolazeći u Zagreb, u društvo Bhakta, mi zapravo dolazimo na Vaikuntu.
Prabhupada explained many times that these temples are actually not within the material world.
Dakle, Prabhupada je objasnio nekoliko puta da hramovi nisu zapravo mjesto materijalnog svijeta.
They're actually in the spiritual world.
Oni su stvari u duhovnom svijetu.
Because what constitutes or what makes up the spiritual world?
Jer što čini zapravo duhovni svijet duhovnim svijetom?
Three things.
Tri stvari.
The Lord,
gospodin,
the devotee,
bhakta,
and the process of devotional service.
I predano služenje, proces predano služenje.
This is one way which Sri Prabhupada described Krishna Loka.
To je znači, na taj način je Prabhupada objasnio Krishna Loku.
He said it is that place where the Lord resides.
Dakle, to je mjesto gdje gospodin prebiva.
And where his devotees are engaged in his devotional service.
I gdje su njegovi bhakte uključeni u predano služenje.
In one of the nine processes.
U jedan od devet procesa.
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Shmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandham, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Wherever there's the Lord and the devotee and these nine processes of devotional service, that is the kingdom of God.
Dakle, gdje god je gospodin, njegov bhakta i ovi devet procesa prednog služenja, tamo je kraljevstvo Božje.
So here within this vast ocean of the material existence, there's our Zagreb temple.
Dakle, u tom širokom oceanu materijalnog postojanja postoji jedan Zagreb temple.
And there's Shishi Gornitai.
Tu su i Shishi Gornitai božanstva.
And there's all of you Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis.
Svi vi Vaishnave i Vaishnavi.
And you are chanting.
Svi mantrate.
And dancing.
Plešete.
And remembering the Lord.
Sjećate se gospodina.
Serving the Lord's lotus feet.
Služite njegova lotusova stopala.
Making friendship with the Lord.
Činite prijateljstvo s njim.
Atmanivedanam, giving your heart and soul to Krishna.
Dajete mu svoje srce i dušu.
So this is like, just like within this universe, Dhruva Maharaj has a spiritual planet.
Baš u ovom materijalnom univerzumu Dhruva Maharaj čak ima svoju duhovnu planetu.
If you look in the sky at night, don't look at the comet that's going by.
Dakle, ako pogledate...
That's not very auspicious. You know, there's a comet.
Ako pogledate na večer na nebo, nemojte gledati znači tu kometu, već pogledajte.
But if you look a little higher in the sky, you'll see the northern pole star. That's where Dhruva Maharaj lives.
Dakle, ako pogledate malo više gore, vidjet ćete zvijezdu Sivjernaču tamo u Dhruva Maharaj živi.
Now Lord Vishnu gave him that as his own planet to preside over, because that's the first thing he asked Krishna.
Dakle, sam Krishna mu je dao tu planetu da tamo prebiva, jer je to zapravo prva stvar koju on tražio od Krishna.
He said, give me more land than my father.
Rekao, daj mi više zemlje nego mom ocu.
So the Lord awards the desires of his devotees.
Dakle, gospodin ispunjava želje svojih bhakta.
But after achieving that land, Dhruva Maharaj realized that it was insignificant in comparison to Krishna's association.
Dakle, nakon što je dobio tu zemlju od Krishna, on je shvatio da je to jednostavno beznačajno usporedbi sa.
So he became pure devotee.
Dakle, postao je čisti bhakta.
And that planet is a spiritual planet.
I ta planeta je duhovna planeta.
Within this vast ocean of material existence.
U ovom širokom oceanu materijalnog postojanja.
So similarly, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, there are little temples like this throughout the world, which are spiritual abodes.
Slično tome, milošću gospodina Chaitanya postoje ovakvi mali centri svugdje po svijetu koji su zapravo duhovna prebivališta.
As long as we are engaged in a ninefold process of devotional service, this atmosphere is surcharged spiritually.
Sve dok smo uključeni, znači u taj deveterostruki proces prednog služenja, dakle atmosfera je ispunjena sa duhovnim vibracijama.
And thus it is a very favorable place for living.
I to je znači jako povoljno mjesto za življenje.
And visiting.
I posjećivanje.
There's five particular things which are favorable for spiritual advancement.
Dakle, postoje pet osobitih stvari koje su vrlo povoljne za duhovni napredak.
Chanting.
Pjevanje, mantranje.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
Slušanje Srimad Bhagavatama.
Worshipping the deity.
Obožavanje božanstva.
Associating with devotees.
Druženje sa bhaktama.
And living in a place where Krishna has performed his pastimes.
I živjeti na mjestu gdje Krishna provodi svoje zabave.
So you can say, how is this a place of Krishna's pastimes?
Dakle, vi možete reći kako je ovo mjesto Krišnih zabava.
That means Vrindavan.
To znači Vrindavan.
Mathura.
Mathura.
Dvaraka.
Dvaraka.
Puri.
Puri.
Navadvip.
Navadvip.
That Krishna, that's where his pastimes are.
Tamo su, dakle, njegove zabave.
But Gornitai also performing their pastimes, they're also here.
I Gornitai, oni također provode svoje zabave, oni su također ovdje.
They've come here to Zagreb.
Došli su ovdje u Zagreb.
The pujaris, they pray in the morning. My dear Lord, you are not a statue. You are directly the son of Maharaj Nanda.
Dakle, pujari se molim na taj način, moj dragi gospodin, ti nisi samo statua, već direktno sin Maharaj Nanda.
So this is one of Gornitai's places of pastimes.
Dakle, ovo je jedno od mjesta Gornitajevih zabava.
And the place of pastimes is just as important as the yogipi for the place of birth.
Znači, to mjesto ovoga zabava je isto tako važno kao i mjesto rođenja, yogapit.
Just like Prabhupada, he used to go from Calcutta to Sridhar Mayapur to stay in our project there.
Dakle, Prabhupada išao iz Calcutta u Sridhar Mayapur, naš projekt tamo.
So he would always pass on the way to Mayapur, he would pass birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Znači, kad bi išao prema Majapur, on bi prolazio kroz rodno mjesto gospodina Chaitanya.
So, more often than not, he wouldn't stop. He'd just go on to the Mayapur Chandodaya Mandir, where we have our temple. He wouldn't stop at the birthplace.
Dakle, on ne bi čak ni stao na tom mjestu rođenja, nego bi samo produžio dalje do Mayapura.
So sometimes his godbrothers would criticize him. You are passing the place of Mahaprabhu's birthplace. You are not stopping. You're just going to your own temple. Why don't you stop and pay your obeisances?
Dakle, često bi ga njegovi god braderi kritizirali, zašto ne staneš ne na tom mjestu, jednostavno ideš samo u svoj projekt i tu nećeš uopće stati.
So Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya didn't stay here. He took his birth and he traveled all over India preaching Krishna consciousness.
Dakle, Prabhupada bi rekao, gospodin Chaitanya nije ostao ovdje, već išao svugdje po Indiji i propovijedao svjesno
Krishna. And those places that he went to preach Krishna consciousness are as important as the birthplace, because they're his place of lila or pastime.
I znači ta mjesta gdje išao propovijedat i gdje se zabavljao su također isto tako važna kao i mjesto rođenja.
In fact, 430 years later, after Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati visited all those places and installed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footprints.
Dakle, 430 godina nakon tih zabava, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati je obišao sva ta mjesta i postavio je stopala gospodina Chaitanya.
If you ever take a trip to South India, and you follow the route which Mahaprabhu did, and you see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you stop Mangalgiri, and then you go to Tirupati, and you go to Sri Rangam. Each of those places you'll see marble footprints of Lord Chaitanya. It says, installed 1932 by Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhajagacharya Oshatara Satasri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Dakle, ako idete na tu rutu ovoga kojim je išao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu za vrijeme svojih zabava, vidjet ćete da nakon toga Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati zapravo je instalirao ta stopala, ne, svugdje tamo piše, ne, instalirano 1933. godine, ba, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
I remember the first time I went to Mangalgiri. Mangalgiri, that's one holy place.
Dakle, kad sam prvi put otišao u Mangalgiri, sveto mjesto.
It's a temple of Nisringadev.
To je hram Nisimadeva.
Pani Nisringa.
Pani Nisringa.
Pani Nisringa. Way on top of a hill, you have to walk 800 steps to get to the cave where the deity is.
Dakle, vrlo visoko u planini, morate horati 800 koraka u planinu da bi došli do te.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited that temple.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu posjedio taj hram.
You pour jugri water, sweet water, into the mouth of the Sringa, and he drinks half of it, and half of it comes back into your cup as Mahaprasad.
Znači, nisam baš shvatio. Popijete. Aha, znači nalijete u usta, ne? Pola ovoga si uzmete kao Mahaprasada, a pola, ne znam.
It's mystical.
Dakle, mistično je.
If you take this much water and you start pouring it, you only take half. No, you pour the whole thing in, right? And then half of that comes back out. And it...
Dakle, vrlo je mistična stvar, ukoliko uzmete određenu količinu vode, nalijete unutra i jednostavno dobit ćete pola te količine vam.
If you take this, you pour all of that in, then half of that comes back out his mouth. You catch it?
Dakle, ako uzmete toliko koliko ima u šalici, ulijete unutra, uzmete i van ćete dobiti samo pola.
And if you take this much water, and you, you pour in, then you wait, and that much more, half of that comes out into this big bowl.
Dakle, ako uzmete veliku bačvu vode i isto to napravite, na isti način samo pola vode će izići. To se njemu dogodilo, znači.
The deity is in a cave, and his mouth is like part of the wall, with big teeth and eyes, and you pour in. Whatever you pour, you get half back. Mahaprasad, very merciful deity.
Dakle, to božanstvo se nalazi u spilji, ne, u pećini, i njegova usta su kao dio te spilje i što god zapravo nalijete unutra pola dobijete van, vrlo mistično.
So the first time I went there, there's 800 steps.
Prvi put kad sam išao tamo, znači 800 koraka sam.
And it's in the middle of nowhere.
Na kraju svijeta.
It's a little village.
Malo selo.
At the bottom of the hill is a deity of Lakshmi Nisringa installed by Maharaj Yudhishthira.
Dakle, na dnu ovoga brda nalazi se božanstvo, Maharaj Yudhishthira je instalirao Lakshmi Nrisimhadeva.
Then you watch. And halfway I stopped. Rested.
Dakle, ja sam odao poštovanje tamo i hodao sam uz brdo i na pola brda sam morao stati, odmoriti.
This little, like a little mandir, little small little temple. Just this little big temple.
Dakle, tamo je bio vrlo mali temple.
These beautiful lotus feet.
Vidio sam predivna lotusova stopala.
I said, who's taken the trouble to come into the middle of this desert and install these marble feet? Whose feet are they?
Dakle, ja sam se upitao ko je ovoga uložio toliko truda da dođe tamo na kraj svijeta i instalira ta predivna lotusova stopala.
So I went inside and I, you know, this is South India. It's very far from Navadvip, Mayapur, Puri.
Dakle, ja sam ušao unutra i to stvari u južnoj Indiji, vrlo daleko od Navadvipa i Purija. I
and I noticed it said lotus feet of Mahaprabhu Shri Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Dakle, ja sam vidio ovoga, da je tamo pisalo da sto lotusa stopala od Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Who visited this place in 1482.
Ko je posjetio to ovoga mjesto 1482. godine, tako nešto.
Installed by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in 1933.
Dakle, ko je instalirao naknadno Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 33. godine.
So all of this out there, you'll see that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati took the trouble to put Mahaprabhu's feet there eternally.
Dakle, vidimo da Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ga se pomučio da zapravo ta ovjekovječi.
So wherever Mahaprabhu visited, that is a very that is part of his lila, it's a very significant place.
Dakle, gdje god Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kojem god mjesto je posjetio, to je vrlo važno mjesto.
So the Godbrothers were criticizing Prabhupada. You're going past Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, you're not paying obeisances. And Prabhupada said, I'm going to where his lila is taking place even now.
Dakle, Prabhupadovi Godbrothers su kritizirali Prabhupada da ne ostaje tu na tom mjestu gdje je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rođen i onda Prabhupada rekao ne, ja idem tamo gdje je bio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu još uvijek. Dakle, mi gradimo taj Mayapur hram i lila gospodina Chaitanya se dalje odvija.
And Sri Dvaitacharya said, wherever you are, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Vrindavan.
Dakle, Advaitachar je rekao, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gdje god si ti, tamo je Vrindavan.
So here we have Gorni Thai.
Dakle, ovdje imamo Gorni Thai.
Not only their lotus feet, but their whole transcendental form. I hear dancing very nicely.
Ne samo lotusova stopala, već cijelu transcendentalnu formu koja pleše.
And here you are serving the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I ovdje vi služite misiju, gospodine Chaitanya.
So it is one of the five important things in Krishna Kanda, very important place to live.
Dakle, to je jedna od pet važnijih stvari u svjesnosti Krišne, vrlo važno mjesto za življenje.
And those who live here will not be affected by the modes of nature.
I oni koji žive ovdje neće biti pod utjecajem guna prirode.
Just like 5000 years ago, Vishvakarma, who is the architect of demigods, he built a special house in Dwarka.
Kao i prije 5000 godina, Vishvakarma, koji je specijalni arhitekt polubogova, on je izgradio palaču u Dvaraci.
And anyone who went into that building, they wouldn't get diseased, they wouldn't grow old, and they wouldn't die.
Dakle, svi koji bi ušli unutra ne bi se razbolili, ne bi umrli i ne bi ostarili.
So they used to have very long meetings there.
Dakle, imali su vrlo duge mitinge tamo.
Generally, it's difficult to sit through meetings for, you know, hours and hours. There, no one minded. Oh, you come out as just as young as when you went in.
Inače, jako naporno, znači imate duge mitinge, ali tamo oni nisu zamjerali, jel, kako god...
It was called the Sudharma Assembly Hall.
Kako god uđeš, ono, mlad, takav iziđeš, zvalo se Sudama.
Sudama. So, in the same way, the laws of nature would not affect, so here also, if we're nicely engaged in the ninefold process of devotional service, we will not be affected by
dakle, tamo,
ignorance, passion, or mundane goodness.
Tamo te tri gune materijalne prirode nisu djelovale, isto tako i ovdje ako smo uključeni u prirodno slušanje, tamo guna i strast i neće djelovati.
Shuddha sattva means pure goodness. We live in pure goodness.
Dakle, mi živimo u čistoj vrlini, shuddha sattva.
This is a very wonderful place to live, even though it looks like an ordinary house, it is very much different.
Vrlo lijepo, znači mjesto za živjeti, iako izgleda kao obična kuća.
And it's a very nice place to visit as well.
I vrlo lijepo mjesto za posjetu.
So we're very happy that we've come.
Dakle, vrlo smo sretni što smo došli.
And we're looking forward to the next couple of days.
I ostat ćemo još nekoliko narednih dana.
I understand that we have a couple of programs.
Da, shvatili smo da imamo nekoliko programa.
And also we have Harinam Sankirtan.
Također ćemo imati Harinam Sankirtan.
We've got our accordion, Prahlad's accordion and my red drum.
Dakle, donali smo Prahladovu harmoniku i njegov crveni bubanj.
I've had this drum since 1974.
Dakle, ima taj bubanj od 1974. Dakle, kada je neko specijalno žrtvovanje, mi donosimo taj bubanj.
Tomorrow morning,
dakle, vjerojatno sutra ujutro je Harinam.
Thank you for allowing us to come.
Hvala vam što ste nam omogućili da dođemo.
And there's nice surprises. Chaitas Prabhu is here. Wonderful surprise for me.
Who is here?
Chaitas.
Dakle, lijepo iznenađenje za mene. Trejit Prabhu je ovdje.
That's the most important thing.
To je najvažnija stvar.
That when you go to a holy place, that you associate with the holy people that are living there or are visiting there as well before you came before you.
Dakle, to je najvažnija stvar, da se družite sa svetim ljudima koji žive na tom mjestu ili koji su došli prije vas.
So Chaitas is famous throughout the three worlds, Eviyash, Kukshu, Tribhuvana, for his Sankirtan Leelas and helping Mahaprabhu push forward the Sankirtan movement.
Dakle, Trejit Prabhu je poznat u sva tri svijeta po njegovim Sankirtan zabavama.
So everything is now perfectly complete, the stage is set for some wonderful Sankirtan.
Dakle, scena je priređena za predivne sankirtane aktivnosti.
So thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shishi Gauritai ki jai. Gaur Premanandri
Hari Bo.
His Holiness Indradyumna Swami Maharaj ki jai.
A special round of applause for our translator who did so good his first time. We have a little more kirtan or we have to go to sleep? Who would like Sri Prahlad to do the kirtan?
Yeah.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.